bent boy. One evening in his play, he disturbed the household with his noisy glee. Well, I warned him to keep quiet, but he soon did disobey, for he would soon forget a word from me. Then I called him to my side and said, son, you must go to bed, for your conduct has been very, very rude. With quivering lips and tear-dimmed eyes, he pleaded there with me, don't make me go to bed, Papa, and I'll be good.
Don't, Papa, and I'll be good. Don't, Papa, and I'll be good.
That's what I heard him say, and it haunts me night and day. Don't make me go to bed, Papa, and I'll be good.
I'll be good.
Our lives have just been gladdened by his bright ascending beams. Our boy now in our hearts was very deep. Well, I hastened to his bed and found him talking in his sleep. He didn't seem to know that we were near. So I took him in my arms and found his body racked with pain. To ease his pain, we did the best we could. It broke my heart to hear him crying so loudly in his sleep. Don't make me go to bed, Papa, and I'll be good.
Don't, Papa, and I'll be good. Papa, and I'll be good.
That's what I heard him say, and it haunts me night and day. Don't make me go to bed, Papa, and I'll be good. All night and day we watched and prayed, and we never left his side. To give him up, it seemed we never could. It broke my heart to hear him saying just before he died, don't make me go to bed, Papa, and I'll be good.
Don't, Papa, and I'll be good. Don't, Papa, and I'll be good.
That's what I heard him say, and it haunts me night and day. Don't make me go to bed, Papa, and I'll be good.
I'll be good.